The intensive crisis intervention model grew out of a partnership between the Alcohol, Drug, and Mental Health Board of Franklin County and Nationwide Children's Hospital. It relies on cognitive behavioral therapy, focusing on the responses to stress that can lead to suicidal behavior. The therapy begins with a psychiatrist and crisis clinician conducting assessments, determining what led to the crisis, and developing a treatment plan. The young person then participates in up to 3 individual and 2 family sessions daily to develop successful responses to stressful situations. When families and clinicians agree the adolescent can safely return home, the third phase involves safety planning and linking the family to community care. The model also encourages family members to stay in the Youth Crisis Stabilization Unit overnight with their child. Researchers say a recent study involving 50 kids who experienced suicidal thoughts or behavior found the therapy to be a promising alternative to lengthy hospitalization. They say the findings also revealed significant reductions in suicidal ideation at a 3-month follow-up. The study's authors acknowledge that a 3-day plan does not provide enough time to remedy everything, but say the intensive therapy can help the patient and family understand the crisis and build coping mechanisms. Additional information about suicide prevention, research, the Youth Crisis Stabilization Unit, and intervention lines to call or text can be found in the online version of this story at wcbe.org. I'm Mike Foley, WCBE News.